Heidi and Frank show. Get Tito Ortiz in here. He probably got lost, just like everybody else who gets lost. We gotta get a, you know, get someone to paint the address. The numbers on the curb now.
Yeah. There he
What's
is.
What's up, Tito?
Look at him.
Have a seat. There's your headphones. Thanks for stopping by. How you been?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. Welcome to the L.A. traffic.
Oh,
no
my,
doubt.
Isn't it
huh?
awful?
Yeah. I dropped my kids off at school and I was like, all right, I'll hop on the 405 North. I have plenty of time. I got 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, bump of traffic. Thank God I drive a Porsche.
Thank God.
Weave in and
you
out.
Are here, finally. I saw you the other night, UFC 157.
Yeah.
About five rows behind you. We had.
And you didn't go up and say hello?
The thing about Tito and your lovely wife is that you guys were just nice, so nice to everybody. I sat back and I watched because I was like, you know, icon here in MMA, and people coming up want to get pictures, and you didn't say no to anybody. So,
unless I'm with my kids and my family or I'm at dinner. That's the only time I say no, just because it's family time, you know.
But. Right.
But even like one time, he's like right there by my row. You're walking by, and some guy's like, "Hey, Tito, get a picture." And you're walking to Jenna to the bathroom. You're like, "We got back. We're just going to the bathroom." Not like, you know, not ignore the guy stopped and said we're going to the bathroom, and then I followed you to the bathroom line. Mm. But you got to cut through because they blocked it off. And it's like, it's Tito Ortiz. And I'm like, hey. I guess I'll just have to hold it until the next fight's over.
I guess that's lucky. I am Tito Ortiz. I always cut to the bathroom line.
Right. You got to cut right to the bathroom line.
And you got to be nice to the fans because without, I mean, we know without fans, you got
I'd just be another fighter.
Right.
I've understood that over the last 15 years, you know, I've understood the infrastructure of having my fan base huge.
Have you seen people that aren't nice to fans? Like, have you seen people
who are really? I think that was one of the biggest rivalries, I think, in UFC history is me against Ken Shamrock. I saw Ken Shamrock. A kid came up to him for an autograph, and he was like, get out of my face there. And I was like, one day you're going to understand this isn't just going to pay you back.
And, right. Oh.
And it did when the first time I fought him.
It did. Did you give yourself the nickname, the Huntington Beach Bad Boy?
No, actually, UFC did. When I first became, actually, there was the UFC bad boy, Tank Abbott, and I was from Huntington Beach, and I was a young kid, and I spoke my
mind. I wasn't shy,
you know, and I didn't hold anything back, and all of a sudden, I was like, God, this little bad boy right here, and I didn't come up from a good upbringing, of course, but, you know, I wore my heart on my sleeve, man. I never held anything back.
Actually, you actually wore what you were thinking on your sleeve. You were known for always wearing T-shirts that said exactly what you were thinking. Hey, if you didn't hear me, it says, you're my bitch on my T-shirt.
Now it says never quit, right?
Yes, never quit. My clothing company, of course, Punishment Athletics. Go to punishment.com, check it out.
I like that.
Partly what you've done as far as, like, you know, when you were, like I said, tough growing up, the wrestling background, turned it into, you know, an MMA career, and now you're on Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Yes.
And you did very well as far as, like, seeing that side of Tito, the businessman.
Yeah,
you know, I've worked really hard. Life's a hustle, you know, my brand of punishment. You know, everybody goes through punishment no matter what walk of life or work you do. If you want to be the best, you got to punish yourself to be the best. You wake up at 5 in the morning, you put that alarm clock, and you're like, God, why do I do this?
Yep.
Well, you do it to be the best, to, you know, to put money in your bank account, of course, take care of your family, and that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I have three boys that I'm trying to take care of, trying to be the best father I possibly can be, and you know, I make a few mistakes here and there, but I just want, like I say, I want to try to be the father my father never was.
How old are your boys?
I have three-year-old, going to be four next month, and then I have an 11-year-old. And he wrestles too.
I was going to ask you, is he getting into the fighting?
Yeah, no, he will not get in fighting. He watches it. He knows guillotine chokes. He knows arm bars. He actually wrestles in Arizona with my ex-wife. They live out in Arizona, but he wrestles. He loves it. About 2 years ago, he's been there for about 3 years now. 2 years ago, actually, he came to me. We were eating. He's like, Dad, and his name's Jacob. And he's like, Dad, I think God put me on this earth to wrestle. I was like, wow.
Whoa.
Well, anybody who's read the Bible, of course, so you know that Jacob wrestled against an angel. The angel beat him and saved his life. My real name is Jacob. Well, wrestling saved my life.
I just got goosebumps.
No,
you're like, do you get more goosebumps?
I just got
producer
goosebumps.
Has a tattoo of Jacob wrestling the angel, but it's actually his grandfather. Yeah,
on
his rib cage right now. Now that's freaky.
I
believe everything happens for a reason, you know, and I try to do the best thing I possibly can do as a father and as a businessman, you know. Now that I own a management company, you know, Primetime 360, We just actually signed a Jessica Penn, the Invicta 105 champion. Of course, Chris Cyborg, we signed her about 8 months or 8 weeks, or excuse me, 4 months ago.
That is like the big news. That's and like huge. About. And Dana's
women's
not,
MMA is taking over. That, you look at Ronda Rousey this last weekend. It was amazing. She did a great job.
Yeah, that'd be a great job to be like, yeah, the main event. And for, I mean, what'd you think when she had Liz on her back? Did you think, we're going to watch Ronda lose tonight?
I was like, please no. Please no. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Because you knew if she lost, it might go the other direction for women's MMA.
Yeah, you know.
She needed to win.
She needed to win. Yeah. The big hype behind it, and she showed, you know, she showed confidence.
She got
showed,
out of that.
She just was very calm and collective about
with her
it.
Boobie almost coming out. Yeah. She was like, oh, I got to get, oh, what
all,
do I got?
All the men are very happy about that, I guess you can say. You know, Ronda's a beautiful woman, of course. Yeah. But it was just, it showed the heart and, you know, desire that she as a champion that she is. I guess Dana made the right decision of signing her and giving women an opportunity to show what they're worth. I've watched women fight now for the last 7 years.
So this
now.
Isn't new to you.
No, this is not new to me. I just was waiting for the time that UFC actually took an acceptance to accept women's MMA.
And now you got two ladies you're representing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm really happy for Shannon from Invicta, the owner for Invicta, is giving these opportunity for these women to compete at a high level that they are. And I'm very excited what the future holds for women.
So
MMA.
Cyborg and Ronda.
Yes, hopefully. I don't know. We'll see. You
Tito,
know,
come on, make that.
I mean, I want to get hype behind that. I mean, yeah,
I want to make it happen.
It's really up to Dana.
It's
I
up
guess.
To Dana. It's up to Dana. Up to UFC. You know,
how was your relationship with Dana? I know he managed you when you were up and coming. I mean, so how? Did, I mean,
it's strictly business. You know, I know he takes things very personal from me. And I just battle for the things that he taught me when he was my manager. And
he knows that Cyborg and Ronda would be like, that's
huge. Everybody yeah. wants to see it.
Yes, everybody wants to
see it. Even when Ronda was in here, she was like,
yeah.
I want
yeah.
my
and,
shot.
And I think Chris says the same thing, too. Ronda says some things about Chris, and Chris is taking it very personal. And I think it just goes back to back in me and Ken Shamrock fight, and I think it's going to be just as big, maybe bigger now,
yeah.
because Ronda showed some heart in that last fight just last week, and I couldn't believe it. I was just like, wow, she fought off a choke that the fight prior that we watched, was it?
Hendo?
No.
Well, you didn't see anything in that fight.
Yeah, no, he got a rear naked choke.
California kid.
Uriah Faber.
Yeah. He ended up finishing the fight by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Ronda fought the choke, uh-huh. exact same choke. Oh, she fought it off, and, you know, she ended up dominating, getting an arm bar that she always wins from, and it was just, I was impressed. I was very, very impressed by watching women step up and see the fans react the way they did.
Yeah, and I think, look, if Ronda goes to Dana and says, I want to fight Cyborg, I think Ronda is, if she wants something, Dana White's like, whatever you want, girl, nah, whatever you want.
I hope so. You know, there's been a lot of problems with a lot of fighters in the history with UFC and Dana and myself.
Are you completely retired from fighting?
Yes, 100%.
You don't look like it. Look at his hands, Frank. Look at the size of the man's hands.
I take care of myself.
Jesus.
You understand, I've gone through 5 major surgeries. You know, I've had L4-5-S1 fused in my lower back. I fought a year later. I had C6, C7 fused in my neck. I fought 6 months later.
Tito.
I had, C5, C6 disc replacement just 6 weeks ago. I had ACL replacement in my left knee.
You're like the million dollar man.
In 2003.
So do you have like a sleep number mattress or something? I mean, do you have like a super mattress for that back of yours or what?
Let me tell you. But I mean, I got the surgery done. You know, thank God for Dr. William Smith out of Las Vegas who did the surgery. God has blessed him with some great hands. And I was able to still compete. But now I just, the last time I had neck surgery, before I had neck surgery, when I fought my last UFC fight, I got bounced on my head, and my arms and legs went completely numb for
about
a minute
and
a half.
That had to be scary.
And it scared me.
Yeah.
Is being paralyzed worth $1 million? No.
And you set yourself up to do other stuff. You got this punishment training center. You got the Primetime 360 and, you know, TitoOrtiz.com. And you got some great people that you're managing.
Punishment Athletics, my clothing company. Punishment Nutrition, my nutrition line. You know, of course, my gyms. It just, I have this umbrella of punishment. And people understand punishment. It's just a violent word. No, it's not. It's what you go through in life, what you want to become.
Right.
And, you know, I watch Nike. I watch Reebok. What they've done so well in NFL, NBA, all the professional sports. Mixed martial arts is so new. why is there a new company taking over mixed martial arts? Well, Punishment's going to do that. And I believed in it since 1999. I've had my own money, my own investing, my own money into it. I have no big investors. I have no big art designers behind me.
So it's you.
It's me. I'm doing the artwork. I'm doing the colors. I'm doing the
schemes. Well, I love the sweatshirt. Yeah, like, and I'm like, I need one of those.
Did you bring us some samples?
Actually, you know what? I'll send you guys a box of
samples. All right. Yeah, I can do some good clothes. I've been wearing this thing for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Cool
stuff. It's just some very focused, positive, you know, just reinforcement stuff of what we do for them day in and day out of life in general, I believe.
Well, thank you so much, Tito, for coming in. We are going to be looking forward to watching Invicta FC with Cyborg and watching her career.
April 5th, of course, everybody can check out online. It'll be on April 5th. Hopefully get a satellite provider that will carry it. And, you know, Rhonda's a for real deal, man. You know, she's a former Strikeforce champion. And
yep.
She'll continue being champion.
And you're looking maybe, I mean, so like to the future at like maybe a New Year's Eve UFC event for, you know, a couple fights.
Taking the words right out of my mouth. That'd be awesome.
Build it.
Anderson Silva actually talking about doing a catchweight with Johnny Bones Jones. Let's put a catchweight with Ronda Rousey versus Chris Cyborg
card
on New Year's Eve.
Tito.
As far as being a businessman of promotion, it's like if I was Dana White, that is a great business idea.
I've been doing this stuff for so long. I've been doing this promotion stuff before Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta have been doing it. I can understand. I've been doing it since 1997. And even before that, I mean, I wrestled in college, wrestled in high school. I understand the promotion side of it, and I continue to do it.
Getting people excited about it.
Yes,
and all that
and
stuff.
I will continue to do it. And, you know, I just turned 38. I'm still young. I got a young mind.
See, 38 is young, Frank.
Yes.
100%. Yeah, for a guy, you
38 to be 28, as they say now. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, Tito said it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tito Ortiz, for coming in and hanging out with us. TitoOrtiz.com. Follow him, Punishment Training Centers, Primetime 360, your Punishment.
Punishment.com, of course, on Twitter, at Tito Ortiz. Follow me, please.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick call. Why not?
Let's
go to Jason on line one. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Say hello to Tito Ortiz.
Hey, Tito. What's going on, man?
Good, man. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. You know, I just really wanted to call in, and, you know, I'm 19. I've been watching MMA for about 10 years, and, you know, I want to thank you for really changing the sport. If it wasn't for you, I mean, MMA really wouldn't be where it is today, and I really want to thank you for that, man.
I appreciate it. That means a lot to me. You know, I've really Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm sure you hear that all the time, but seriously, you know, for the MMA world, especially the UFC and all the other shows and whatnot, if it wasn't for you, I don't think it'd be where it is today. And I just wanted to ask you a quick question as well. I know you just mentioned the John Jones and Anderson Silva fight. How do you think that would play out?
I think John Jones would actually crush him, to tell you the truth. I just think it's a different – matches make fights and styles make fights, and that's just a bad matchup for Anderson. Anderson's a great in stand-up, but I just think John Jones is wrestling and his striking skills and his length, it's just too overwhelming for Anderson. And Anderson's a great champion. I ain't taking nothing away from him. He's one of the greatest ever in UFC history. But John Jones is right there with him, I think, and he just needs the time to mature himself. I mean, he's just 24 years old. So I just think that's a huge fight that should happen.
What about the John Jones Chael Sonnen fight that's going to be coming up? Because they're both doing that coaching thing on the Ultimate Fighter.
Me and Chael are actually close friends. I hope he wins, but he's not going to win.
Oh, I hope he wins. No, he's not going to win.
He's not going to. No, John Jones is—he's a different species. He's a different man. I mean, this guy is for real. His size, the height, his reach, his wrestling skills, his striking skills. I mean. The kid's a for real deal. I mean, I think if he had the right mindset business-wise, I mean, he could be the next Ali, I think. Really, really do. I think
he just needs a good manager, Tito.
He needs
Tito.
Let me tell you,
You've reached out?
I haven't reached out yet. Not yet. I've been through the thick. I've been through the thin. I know what the highs, I know what the lows are. And I think I could guide a lot of these fighters the right way and make sure they don't make the bad decisions that I've made through my career. And I think it really just comes down to making the right decisions. And I'll do that as a manager. And like I say, I'm not here to make money off my fighters. I'm here just to make the best decisions for their futures. I want to make careers of their futures and not just fights. It's not
leave a legacy that way.
Make legends. Make Hall of Famers. Make future Hall of Famers. And that way we'll be able to retire not just as Hall of Famers but as future businessmen. And that's what I wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Tito Ortiz, for coming in. We're going to come right back. 1-800-955-5567. Go to TitoOrtiz.com and then thepunishment.com. Is
that punishment? Yes, punishment.com, of course, and on Twitter at Tito Ortiz.
All right. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.